You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Did you know in Chicago, I see the Huckasus and a Snyder with a stickle sponge cake off an island side of Cincinnati, huh?
The Hairpin Turn on Eastside 89.7.
Get lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night, we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
Chet Baker with Let's Get Lost. From his 1955 LP, Chet Baker Sings and Plays. With him on that cut were Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. You're listening to The Hairpin Turn on Eastside Radio. I've been thinking about psychogeography this week. Well, why wouldn't you? We lost the English author and broadcaster Ian Marchant a few days back. Not a household name here. But he was a witty and an enthusiastic writer on travel, culture and contemporary life. I was introduced to his work through a BBC radio documentary he made in 2011 about psychogeography called Walking with Attitude. So the term psychogeography was coined in the 1950s by the Belgian political philosopher Guy Debord, for which he offered the following definition: the study of the precise laws and specific effects of the geographical environment, consciously organized or not, on the emotions and behavior of individuals. The English author Will Self, who was one of several people interviewed by Marchant for the documentary, talks about attuning oneself to one's environment, about treating places and spaces as if they were repressed content that come to the surface of your psyche, as sites of repression that need to be unlocked. All of this resonated with me then, and continues to do so. Whenever I'm in a hurry to get somewhere, I find nothing but obstacles and delays, and I've sometimes returned to the same environment without that imposition of deadline, only to find a completely different physical and obviously emotional experience. So as a sort of tribute to Ian Marchant, the next hour is going to feature some music about walking, about cities, and about getting lost on purpose. Here's Saint Etienne from their 2002 album Finistère with Action.
Drifting along, Siete in ascolto con Inside Radio 89.7 FM.
You're being childish.
Well, of course I am. There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
The Hairpin Turn on the East Side 89.7. Well, before the break, we heard Street Life from 1973 by Roxy Music, their first single both without Brian Eno and with new keyboardist and violinist Eddie Jobson. Before that, we heard Freddie Hubbard from 1969 with the Kenny Barron tune South Street Stroll, featuring Barron on piano, Carlos Garnett on tenor sax, Gary Illingworth on organ, Billy Butler on guitar, Jerry Jemmett on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. So I'm going to delve a little further into the idea of psychogeography. As Will Self observes, it's a practice, not an academic field, despite Self actually teaching a course on psychogeography at Brunel University in London. As part of Guy Debord's investigation of psychogeography, which in all frankness involved a lot of getting drunk and getting lost in the streets of Paris, he came up with the idea of the dérive, the drift, as a method of personal transformation and revolution. The drift is about moving through your environment with conscious awareness, but without destination or preconception. No vehicles, no maps, no GPS, no expectations. Just you, your body moving through space, and your senses. It's about discovering your environment through chance and curiosity. What looks interesting? What leads you on? What kind of environment gives you a sense of peace, or a sudden thrill, or a happy surprise? Now, of course, there may be some who dismiss this idea as a waste of time. I think the whole point of the dérive is letting go of the idea of time as a commodity to be bought or traded or invested, but rather as something to be experienced. The drift is an activity that has a lot in common with mindfulness, but it's not about the stillness of meditation, of inward looking. It's a different kind of stillness that comes from actively engaging with the environment without expectation, without a transactional purpose. Here's Eurythmics from 1983 with This City Never Sleeps.
I guess it's just a feeling.
Pardon my indulgence, but that was the theme song of a TV show whose protagonist gets lost as a kind of vocation, kind of the ultimate dérive. I fell in love with this character as a child, and today is the 62nd anniversary of the show's first broadcast on November 23, 1963. From the late 1960s, that was Delia Derbyshire with her revised version of the theme from Doctor Who, composed by Ron Grainer. And performed by Delia Derbyshire for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And before that, we heard The Blue Nile, Glasgow's Kings of Romance from 1984, with Tinseltown in the Rain. I'll be back with more music about moving through urban landscapes after this crucially important message.
Serving it up to the east and beyond, Eastside Radio 89.7 FM.
A straight line may be the shortest distance between two points, but it is by no means the most interesting. Goodbye, old chap.
The Hairpin Turn on East Side 89.7.
Boat out to
Brisbane's own hopeless romantics, the Go-Betweens, with Streets of Your Town from 1988. So, does psychogeography serve any greater purpose than just enjoying the scenery? Well, Will Self, the author, talks about psychogeography as a tool of psychological transformation. For the Welsh author Ian Sinclair, who wrote Downriver and Ghost Milk, there sometimes seems to be a mystical, spiritual quality to the pursuit. But for Guy Debord and his fellow situationists, of course, psychogeography is first and foremost a political gesture, an instrument of rebellion and a repudiation of what they call the spectacle, that is, the veil of apparent reality put in place by political power structures, commerce and the media, in order to perpetuate themselves and the influence they have over us. Every billboard, every YouTube advertisement, every press conference, every manufactured fragrance pumped out of a fast food outlet or a perfume shop, everything that tries to make you buy something or buy into something by exploiting your dreams, your desires, your insecurities, everything that gets in the way, that mediates your contact with the real world, it's all part of the spectacle. And thanks to smartphones and Google Glasses, we don't ever have to leave it if we don't want to. Commercially released music is, of course, also part of the spectacle, but music has a way of unlocking things that can't be expressed in words or bought with a credit card, and sometimes it can, in its own small way, examine and subvert the industry it's a part of. Here's an old-fashioned jolt of defiance by Skyhooks from 1975. This is My City.
Like it.
walking down the street, kicking cans, looking at the billboard, all so rhymes, summing up the people, checking out the race, doing what I'm doing. Like a woman, looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, mating when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the night, coming to the conclusion, right is night is tight.
to Styles, from the Tokyo Junk Lands to the Champs-Élysées, from the Mozart Strasse to the Park Avenue.
The Duke himself, from the Second Sacred Concert, recorded in 1968. That's Duke Ellington and his orchestra with the biggest and busiest intersection. The twin drums of Sam Woodyard and Steve Little giving it plenty of welly there. Before that we had the Fallout Club, a short-lived English new wave band with Pedestrian Walkway from 1981, a song written and produced by Thomas Dolby, who would go on to great success within a year of that release. And before that, Grace Jones, with a slinky tune from Australia's own Vander and Young, Walking in the Rain, recorded with the Sly and Robbie's crew. Well, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. And I hope you've been able to put up with me talking about a subject that fascinates me, however arcane or potentially frivolous it might be. Sydney, well, like so many major cities, Sydney always seems to have things being torn down and built up again. And it often seems to be in love with its own cultural amnesia, but it is a city that is filled with history, and it is a great city to get lost in. So I look forward to accidentally bumping into you down some forgotten alleyway sometime. That's almost it for the Hairpin Turn. I've been broadcasting from the Alan Slate Studio here in the glorious offices, studios of Eastside Radio. Eastside Radio has an assortment of great music ahead, expertly curated by humans for your enjoyment throughout the night, until Sonia De Freitas delivers you a big mug of black coffee in the form of jammin' at 7 a.m. My name's Matthew. Thanks for joining me. I think I'll take the long way home tonight. I'm going to leave you with Talking Heads from 1980's Remain in Light with Houses in Motion. Happy travels.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop. That is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for 1,000 years. Too much. Right about then, that's where she gave up. She has closed her eyes. She has give up hope.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.